Earlier this month in Topeka, Kansas, at a U.S. postal facility where undeliverable packages are sent, a painting was unwrapped that may be a stolen Chagall. In June, Mark Chagall's small study for his larger painting, Over Vitebsk, was discovered missing after a reception at the Jewish Museum in New York City. A couple of months later came a ransom note saying it would be returned only after peace in the Middle East. Now it has apparently turned up in the Middle West. According to the FBI, it could not be delivered to an address in St. Paul, Minnesota, so it was opened, and it was taken to the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art in Kansas City for verification. Elizabeth Batchelor is Director of Conservation and Collection Management at the museum. Elizabeth Batchelor, what did you do when you were shown this painting?
Well, we examined it as carefully as we could. It's a work on cardboard or paper covered with glass, and it was in a frame, so there was a limited amount of things that we could do because we did not want to unframe it. We didn't have any authorization to do that. So we looked at it in its frame, but under the microscope to see whether it might be the painting.
And so far, while your judgment was only tentative, your reaction to it was?
The reaction to it was that it certainly has some age, and while I'm no Chagall expert, and Chagalls are very easily faked, and you see very many on the art market, it looked like a genuine study to me. But whether it was indeed the painting that was stolen from the Jewish Museum is up to them to decide, because they can make final identification.
And how do they actually make that final identification? What would be the solid proof that it is, in fact, the real Chagall?
Well, what museums do when they receive a painting, a work of art, is they do a detailed condition report where you write down every crack, every little what we call a paint loss, where the paint is missing, a real very good description. And the reason that's done is for insurance purposes, that while it's at the museum, then once it leaves, you do another condition report so you know whether anything has changed. We obviously didn't have that. What we had was a very cursory condition report that was in Russian from the Russian collection that it's from, and that was too cursory for us to determine whether it indeed is the painting. But on the initial brush, it certainly looked like the genuine article.
This is, we should describe, this is Chagall's painting in which a man is flying over a village. He's an old man, I guess, who's in the air going over Vitebsk. That's what over Vitebsk
right.
means.
There's a famous painting that Chagall painted, and this is a study for this painting. Again, that makes it more difficult to identify it because a lot of artists did a lot of studies. So this probably isn't the only study for this particular painting.
I'm just wondering how it strikes you as somebody in the museum world, the idea of possibly a stolen painting being sent in the mail. Is that something that seems extremely out of the ordinary and unusual, or is it the sort of thing you actually fear about what might happen to a stolen artwork?
No, that's definitely very unusual. The idea that somebody just stuck this painting unprotected in the mail and sent it through the mail, and it survived all that way, that's, to me, is the very incredible story.
Well, Elizabeth Batchelor, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Ms. Batchelor is Director of Conservation and Collections at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art in Kansas City, Missouri.